Psychology makes an entrance. Now we're ready to take you, personally, out of the prison of time. Your body participates in the universe through changes of state. Let's say a stranger knocks on your door one day. You open it, and he introduces himself. If he says, "I'm your long-lost brother, and I've spent years trying to find you," you will go into a different state than if you hear him say, "I'm from the IRS, and we are confiscating your house." Your body will react instantly and dramatically in both cases. Simply by hearing a few words, your heart rate, respiration, blood pressure, and the brain's chemical balance turn on a dime. In human life, a change of state is holistic. Like an electron, you can jump to a new level of excitation. A stranger introducing himself might turn your life upside down. Even as you undergo a dramatic change of state, however, you can't observe the microscopic physical processes taking place in your cells. The particular areas of the brain that create joy or anxiety will light up on a brain scan, but subjectively, we experience only the final outcome, not the mechanics of getting there. But one thing stands out. The triggering event, a stranger knocking on your door, is what begins the change of state. It's not the case that the quantum, although often called the basic building block of nature, is actually building the experience. The chain of command, as it were, moves from top to bottom. First comes the stranger at the door, then the words he speaks, your mental reaction, and all the physical stuff. In short, mind comes before matter. Only in the human world are we certain that this is true, despite the grumbling of materialists, who believe that every event, including mental ones, are caused by bits of matter exchanging bits of energy. Words are mental events first and foremost, because their purpose is the exchange of meaning, not the exchange of physical energy. If someone utters the phrase, "I love you," the physical stuff of the body reacts one way. If instead one hears, "I want a divorce," the physical stuff reacts another way. This fact wasn't lost on some quantum physicists, including John von Neumann, a brilliant theorist who took the bold step of declaring that the quantum domain, and reality itself, has a psychological component. Nature is dual, both subjective and objective. That's why we humans can see any situation from either perspective. Meeting a stranger at the door, you can measure his height, weight, hair color, and so on. Objective. Or listen to what he has to say. Subjective. Eyewitness reports of crime are notoriously unreliable in court because all of us mix up our viewpoints. Someone who threatens us grows larger in our minds, making it hard to give an objective account of how tall he is. Von Neumann took the dual nature of reality quite far, to the very essence of how nature operates. He described a reality where quantum particles make choices and where the observer changes the thing he observes. Quantum physics has been swamped with subjective effects for over a century, largely thanks to the uncertainty principle, which holds that the properties of a quantum can't all be known. The observer selects a property, and suddenly that's what the quantum displays. At the same time, its other properties slip away, and are even changed simply by being observed. Though this sounds abstract, here's an everyday example. You are standing on the north shore of Oahu in Hawaii, a place famous for its massive waves and a mecca for high-risk surfing. As a wave rolls in, you take a snapshot to show your friends. The snapshot stops the motion of the wave, which means you can see how big it is, but not how fast it was moving. You've selected one property only. When a physicist observes a subatomic particle, he's taking a sort of snapshot that reveals something he wants to measure, while excluding the other properties. It's not satisfactory to look at reality this way, however, since reality is all-embracing. To compensate for the properties that vanish into thin air when a single property is observed, the other properties of a subatomic particle are calculated as probabilities. In our everyday example, as you are showing around your snapshot of a huge wave in Oahu, someone might ask, "How fast was it moving?" You vaguely reply, "Real fast." If asked to pin down your answer, you know that the wave was moving faster than a snail, but slower than a jet plane. Its actual speed is probably between 20 and 60 miles per hour. Since the wave has long since disappeared, all you can work with is this probability. Quantum physics finds itself in much the same position, leaving open a basic question. How much does an observer change the real facts?